Thank you for our Father God for letting me standing here. And especially I thank the Father God who lead me to light from the darkness. And especially I thank the late emeritus pastor Gerald Lee. Through his faithful ministry and the sermons, I was able to come out of the darkness into light. I remember our prayer center director, Mrs. Bongnam Lee, and I just even more fervor prayed fervently thanks to her devotion.
За то, что в 2017 году она дала мне конкретный совет, который впоследствии.
When I visited the main church in 2017, the director, Mrs. Lee, personally advised me on which sin in my heart I should fervently fight against. I fully carried out their counsels and I was set free from that sin. And I thank Senior Pastor Susan Lee, who diligently and lovingly leads us all to the New Jerusalem and shows us the example of the faithfulness and the holiness. And I sincerely thank the senior pastor for visiting Moldova in 2017 and breathing new spiritual energy into the Moldova Mamin Church. And I also thank Pastor Alexandru Dabarunu, who is faithfully ministering at the Moldova Mamin Church. Now I would like to introduce myself and share my testimonies. And I'm really practiced the horseback riding, and I like sports.
When I
was a young man, I started playing in the Christian orchestra.
During my teenage years, I began performing in the Christian orchestra. Secretly started boxing, which my Baptist parents did not allow. And when I won the silver medal at the Chisinau City Boxing Championship, my parents eventually found out I was boxing. In boxing, my only defeat was in the final match. All others were victories. The fact that I practiced the sports greatly influenced my behavior and the way of thinking. I became arrogant, reckless, and cruel.
사람이었는지 저는 성결의 복음을 알기 전까지는
And while still believing, I was a righteous.
반대로 저는 정의로운 사람 또 의를 위해서 내가 행동할 수 있는 사람이라고 저를 저에 대해서 평가를 했었습니다.
Однако такой образ мышления, чтобы сказать,
with my righteousness,
два раза я чуть не убил людей.
I justified myself when I treated others brutally with my righteousness. Under my sofa, which served as my weapons storage, I kept the three knuckle dusters, a baseball bat, various knives, and guns.
또 많은 무기들을 제가 보유하고 있었습니다.
Я часто участвовал в разного рода разборках, драках, грехах чувственных. Это все пропитало мое.
My weapon was violence. So frequent street fights and the sins born of the fleshly thought were constant. And my very DNA seems to saturated with them.
사람을 때리는 일에 대해서 그게 두려워하지 않았습니다.
Несмотря на то, что я вел такой образ жизни, я все же считал себя хорошим, добрым человеком.
But I didn't realize I was so bad in sin. Yet I thought myself as a good person, and was convinced I would surely go to the heaven. Why did I think that way? First, because I believe I was a righteous person.
I
Shall I share a few stories about what I consider my good deeds? On my first day performing in orchestra, I saw a group of Ukrainians mocking a young man who spoke Moldovan. About 75% of the orchestra members were Ukrainians.
예, 그 오케스트라 단원 중에 우크라이나인이 한 70%, 나머지 한 30%가
I thought it was my duty to change the orchestra's code of conduct.
저는 그 몰도바인이 괴롭힘을 당하는 것을 보면서 내가 뭔가 행동을 취해야 되겠다라고 생각을 했습니다.
I warned them never to behave that way again and said if they did I would not let it pass.
그 우크라이나 사람들한테 경고를 했습니다. 경고를 했습니다. 한 번만 더 이런 행동을 하면 내가 가만히 있지 않겠습니다.
But they did not believe me. Eventually, I gathered my friends and after rehearsal, we severely beat all of the orchestra members who had joined that mockery. This was the kind of a justice and a good deeds I carried out.
그렇게 행동하고 저는 거리낌이 없었습니다. 또한 저는 그게 공유롭고,
Secondly, I thought that since my mother was a believer, I too would surely be saved, believing I could slip into heaven through my mother's faith.
많이 주시니까 저는 이렇게 정의로운 행동을 하면 또 천국 갈 수 있지 않을까라고 생각을 했었어요.
My mother prayed every day for me.
야 обязательно попаду на небо.
저희 어머니는 저를 위해서 매일매일 기도해 주신 분이었기 때문에 나는 천국 갈 수 있을 거야 라고 생각을 했습니다.
Хотя это звучит сейчас глупо, но я это все говорю, потому что хочу донести саму мысль
This story may sound foolish to you, but many who do not know the gospel of holiness think in the similar way, believing they are good people and will naturally go to heaven. Thus I thought the matter of a salvation was already settled for me.
그래서 저는 항상 이렇게 하면서도 이런 행동을 하면서도 내 삶의 진정 궁극적인 내 삶의 목적이 무엇인가를 항상 고민했습니다.
Я думал, в чем смысл жизни, и в это время анализировал разного рода...
But yet, even while maintaining such a life and a mindset, I always felt and have questions. What kind of a life of the rich man is here?
그러나 그분들의 삶을 연구했을 때도 어디서도 제가 내 삶의 궁극적인 목적이 무엇인지를
And I always just felt difficulties in my side.
내적인 갈등과 고민 속에서
I often wondered what is the meaning of a life.
однажды пастор Александр, мой брат Табарано, основатель церкви Манмин в Молдове, не пришел ко мне.
One day, my brother, Pastor Alexandru Tabaranu, said that. Although my brother had always been rough and bold, he spoke to me with a great humility.
겸손한 사람이 아닌데 저에게 오더니 아주 조용하게 오더니 이렇게 말을 했습니다.
По жизни. Пастор Александр до христианства он был очень дерзким.
So my brother was also very tough and brutal like me. So that his behavior was so strange to me. Anyway, my brother began to talk about God. I dislike it so much. I got angry.
저에게 하나님에 대해서 말을 또한 이 복음에 대해서 말을 했을 때 저는 처음에는 들으려고 하지 않았습니다.
Живя так, мой брат, я думал, что ну, он одно время будет так жить, а потом перестанет.
I did not want to believe that my brother had truly become the humble and that I just hated and that I thought my brother would stop sometimes, but
он оставался дома.
My brother started prayed and listened to the sermon. And he never watched TV shows.
CNN, TBN.
그러더니 TV는 이제 세상 TV는 안 보고 계속 기독교 TV, TBN, CNN 등 기독교 방송을 보기 시작했습니다.
And one day, my brother Alexander was watching Emeritus Pastor Jack Lee's sermon on hell on TBN. I also listened to the Pastor Jack Lee's sermon on hell.
그래서 하도 이제 얘기를 하니까 저도 형이랑 같이 지옥 설교를 듣게 되었습니다.
Я со всей ответственностью говорю, что одной проповеди хватило.
And that at first time when I watched the hell, it completely transformed my life.
지금까지 내가 생각했던 모든 저의 인생의 모든 생각들을 바꿔 버렸습니다.
Моя жизнь, можно сказать, что изменилась.
I can confidently say that at the very moment I heard Emeritus Pastor Charlie's sermon, my life was divided into the two paths. Before the sermon, I was confident that I was saved. But after that, I knew that myself, I wasn't saved. So after listening to the sermon, I began listening to 3, 4, 7, 5, even 5 sermons a day. My life began to change rapidly. I started praying at home, attended the church faithfully, and together we listened to, shared, and meditated on sermons. And on Sunday mornings, I went with my brother to Pentecostal church, and in the evenings, we continued attending the Baptist church. And there was even a contest to select the person who has evangelized the most, and my brother won first place. And I joined his evangelism very fervently. Since the church had neither prayer meetings or Friday night service, so we began praying daily at home.
Поэтому мы начали молиться дома, на молитвенные служения делать дома.
And started a new gathering in the church.
Молитвенное служение по примеру центральной церкви Манмин.
And called a Friday prayer meeting.
기도회 모임을 갖자라고 해서 교회 모여서 그런 모임도 갖기 시작했습니다.
At the meeting, my brother Alexandru always read one sermon of the Emeritus Pastor Shirley. The gathering continued for a long time, and the people loved this so much. But that church, the pastor claimed these words were wrong and misleading people. Naturally, we could not agree with that.
И все выросло до того, что пастырь харизматической церкви поставил нам ультиматум: либо мы перестаем слушать.
And the situation worsened until we were given a decisions: either stop listening to Pastor Gerald Lee's sermons and remain the church, or continue listening and leave the church.
증거하지 말고 우리 교회 남든지 아니면 교회를 떠나라라고 얘기했습니다.
Since we had faithfully served with a good deed in the church, the pastor decided to bid us a formal farewell.
내가 축복 기도를 할 테니까 조용히 우리 교회에서 나가서 다르게 사역을 해라라고 했었습니다.
And he called my brother and me.
파스터 알렉산드라 и меня позвали вперёд.
그리고 한 모임에서 저와 형을 이렇게 단으로 불러서 저희에게 작별 인사를 하는 그런 시간을
And let us just say goodbye to the congregation. At that moment, my brother took the microphone, proclaimed the gospel of holiness one last time, and explained why we were leaving the church. And finally, he urged the congregation not to listen to the rumor and the slanders, but to visit the Manmin Central Church website, read Pastor Gerald Lee's sermon for themselves.
And
Thus, on April 3rd, 2014, we chose to follow the way of the life through the gospel of the holiness. And just 3 days later, on April 6th, we held the first Sunday service of a Manmin church in Moldova. Various ministries began to emerge in the church, and evangelism was one of them. And so many people just increased the 10-hour service.
Начались разные служения, между которыми евангелизационные служения.
그리고 저희는 열심히 복음 전파와 전도 사역을 하게 되었습니다.
One day, at someone's request, we visited the one for pray.
기도 요청을 해달라 기도를 해달라는 요청을 받게 되었습니다.
Человек, молодой человек, он не из Кишинева, живет, жил в Рязани.
The young man who requested to visit him to us, just living far away in town called Regina. So we gave him a book, The Message of a Cross. He took the book home and placed it on his shelf without reading it. Yet, a miracle happened. His mother's friends visited his home. And she was shocked when she saw the cover of the Message of the Cross. She had dreamed of the booklet, and its cover was exactly the same as the Message of the Cross. When she saw the book in reality, she asked where it came from, and through that connection, she found our Manmin Church. This became the reason my brother and I first visited the Regina region. So Regina is so far from the place where we stayed, so we didn't visit there once a week.
Мы сказали, что по определенным причинам там были мнения, что не надо ехать каждое воскресенье у кого-то.
And then so our situation is so difficult to visit the Regina so often. Then in September 2017, when Senior Pastor Susan Lee visited Moldova, everything changed. During the meeting, Pastor Susan Lee asked about the ministry in Regina. When she learned that we only visited occasionally, she said we must go there weekly to spiritually support the souls. Thus, from September 2017, thanks to the Senior Pastor's Council, we began going to Regina every week to lead worship. So now, it's just grow as a branch of the Manmin Church of Moldova. Currently, I am the charge of the evangelism ministry at Moldova Manmin Church. The evangelism team currently consists of the 18 members, including myself, three of whom are children. Our method of the evangelism is to create the short-form videos of the Wall of the Life and upload them to various platforms. And let me explain how the ministry is carried out in detail. We produce two types of the short-form videos. The first type is the summarized and edited version of the Daniel prayer meeting. And the second type is the video created by adding narrations to Bible verses and combine them with animations. But all of that kind of a short form videos, we created the two short forms every week. Also, we created in English and the Romanian. And after the creating the short form videos, so our evangelism team, 18 members, spread these short forms on their account SNS sites. And that these short forms are spreading through more people. And we have a meeting once a month, and we analyze that kind of a number of likes. And I complied with this report and shared the overall results with the entire team so that everyone knows what we've achieved. So one of the favorite show forms just liked by 20 or 30,000 people. This holiness gospel is not only spreading the message, God's message, but also changing the people's hearts.
As a Manmin
ministry, I spread this gospel not only to people, but also to pastors and many leaders of the church. And that I just visited Romania, Eritrea, to visit the pastor in that country. And I even shared this gospel with 40 pastors. and the churches. And I would like to share a few testimonies from my ministry journey.
이런 선교 사역에 대해서 몇 가지 간증을 드리겠습니다.
Once I went to the Lithuania with friends for work.
저는 이제 리투아니아에 있는 오순절 교단의 목회자.
I had arranged to meet a Pentecostal pastor in Kaunas to share the gospel of holiness.
목회자를 만나기로 되어 있는데요.
But unfortunately, our car broken down. On the way to visit the pastor. After leaving the car, I realized it was nearly impossible to reach the appointment on time without, since the Kaunas was about 70 or 70 to 80 kilometer away.
저는 그 약속을 깨기도 싫었고 또 지각하는 것도 원치 않았습니다.
I had no idea how to get there or where to catch public transport to Kaunas. On one hand, I did not want to cancel the appointment. As I was discussing this problem with my friend, two dragonflies flew in and stopped the ride in the front of us. Even my friend said, look, they are man-made dragonflies. A dragonfly flying so close to front of me was a God's signal that I should go to the appointment, so I left without even calling to say I might be late. So right next to where the dragonflies appeared was a gas station, and I asked the staff how to get to the Kaunas. Surprisingly, there was a bus stop very close by. I hurried to the stop, and the bus arrived as if it had been waiting. After arriving in Kaunas, I took a taxi to the church, and amazingly, I not only arrived on time, but even 15 minutes early. The meeting was beyond my expectations, very important, as the pastor came not alone, but with other ministries. We shared a very gracious fellowship. And at the end of the conversation, I presented the pastor with a message of the cross. I want to clarify why I gave books such as the message of the cross, measure of the faith and the spirit, soul and the body. When I ask the pastor, can you explain why Father God put the tree of the good and evil, and nobody could answer to me. Even they experienced skilled pastors. Later, they just ask me that answers. Pastors and believers in Europe are in urgent need of this gospel of the holiness. We need to share this precious holiness gospel because we didn't fast or pray for receiving this message. We already received the message very easily. Once I just explained and delivered the sermon of the measure of the faith, the congregation didn't want to stop. They just asked me to continue the sermon more and more. And they were awakened while listening to the sermon, the measure of the faith. And another story I have. One day I went to the Vilnius, the capital of the Lithuania. I had an appointment with a Baptist pastor there. We shared a gracious fellowship. The day near the hospital where I was staying, there happened to be a Pentecostal church. I decided to visit in the evening without any prior arrangement, thinking if I get a chance, I will at least give the pastor the book, The Seven Churches. Thankfully, the pastor stayed there, and when I gave the book to him, as I introduced myself and my church, the pastor began searching online to see what kind of a church ours was. And then I just boldly said to him, the sermon we preached is a holiness gospel. It's so precious. And I want to give this book, Seven Churches, to you. As soon as I said this, his attitude instantly softened. He changed from a reluctant to the conversation partner into the attentive listener. He leaned back in his chair, relaxed, and left the glasses. And when I finished the speaking, he said that he had just begun to preaching on that very topic, the seven churches in his church, the starting the week. And he was very glad that I had come to give him the book, The Seven Churches. And now, currently, we and our workers that are of the church are translating the Emeritus Pastor's book Revelations into the Romanians. As you know that, so many European churches closed, and especially many young people is leaving their church. European Union, under the pretext of the tolerance for homosexuality and the sexual minorities, is systemically destroying the institutions of a family and the church through the legislations.
берем книгу, читаем и знаем. Мы знаем секреты, которые весь мир...
The decisive reason why people and the churches in Europe have departed so far from God is that they do not even know that the gospel of holiness exists. Many people do not even think deeply about the heaven and hell. So we, the flock of Memin, have truly received a great blessing. And now the senior pastor is just spreading this gospel, holiness gospel, with a power of God, following the late emeritus pastor. And finally, I would like to share one more testimony. When I heard the gospel of holiness, I also learned about the vows. At the time, I realized I needed to settle the matter of the marriage in order not to fall into the temptation. I've prepared, keep in mind, for 1 year. And I made a final decision. I took a vow and began a full battle against the lust. And I fasted and prayed constantly, asking God to burn away lustful desires from my heart. But strangely, after that, the more lust is aroused in my heart. I even fasted for 21 days to uproot the lust from my heart. But after finishing the fast and eating again, I saw the lust rose up in my heart once more. I reached the limits of my faith, doubting whether the next fast and the prayer could truly deliver me from lust. I expected that after the kind of a praying and the fasting, I was sanctified and freed from the lustful sinful desire. Thus, I spent many painful years fighting this sin. So at the time, I cried out honestly and made a sincere resolution. Whenever lustful thoughts lingered in my mind for more than 4 or 5 seconds, I would immediately begin a 3-day fast. So I just thought that if I couldn't just remove that kind of a thought, dark and dirty thought for 5 or 5 seconds, it means that I still have that kind of a sinful nature in my heart. So I resolved never to retreat until God delivered me from lust, repenting through thoroughly and fasting for 3 days each time. And it was a so hungry time to me. Before finishing the 1 3-day fast, another lustful thought would come, and suddenly 6 days of fasting would continued. It was such a painful and a difficult process that I came to utterly hate loss itself. And then now, my original goal was finally achieved. I was so joyful after that kind of a several fasting experience, and that I finally hated that kind of a lustful desire. And now I feel free from the sinful nature, and that it's been 5 years to feel free from the sinful nature.
Я хочу ободрить каждого человека, кто борется с грехом, что и сказать, что грех он слабый. Если
One thing, so we have to remember that the sinful nature is much weaker than my desire to be true children of God. And it's beyond the world that happiness and joy after being free from that sinful nature. So now, I've been keeping the promise that my devotion all of my life to Father God. So please believe that. So being awakened through the holiness, this gospel of the holiness will exactly reach that being sanctified. So we need to spread this gospel of the holiness. And we can reach the New Jerusalem when we change ourselves and spreading this gospel to souls. And this precious gospel of holiness must be proclaimed through the world. Amen.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. all burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.